Good evening. You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Well, I want to first thank Pauline for standing in for me last Thursday night and Tuesday night also. She sure had a hard time on Thursday night, and I can't figure it out, because when you sit down to talk to her, she's has a wealth of knowledge and information about health care issues. She's a registered nurse. Well, actually, right now, she's not. She was trained as a registered nurse. She was a registered nurse for many years. And because she lives out here in this rural area, and it costs so much to re-register all the time, she just, last time, did not re-register as a registered nurse because she doesn't need it. She takes care of people in their home now. And she doesn't need to be registered to do that. She's had all the training and stuff, and really, she is a registered nurse. You sit down and talk to her, and she just can talk to you all night long about a lot of important things. But evidently, when she gets in front of this microphone, her mind just, I know what it is. She's scared to death. She's just absolutely petrified. And so it doesn't work for her. But thanks to the callers, it turned out to be a real good broadcast. And thanks to Pauline, there was a broadcast. And she encouraged the callers. So I listened to it from where I was at, upstairs on the couch. I was going through all day long, nausea and diarrhea. And I was so dehydrated. And I was trying to drink as much liquid as I could, which just, you know, went right through. So, anyway, I feel much, much better tonight. And I've got a favor to ask of all of you, those of you who are inclined in that particular direction. I just learned this last year, folks, has got to be the worst year for me in my entire life. I don't know if the stars have turned upside down or somebody put a curse on me or what, but this has just been the worst year of my life. I just learned that my mother has had a terrible stroke, and she can't do anything. She can't brush her teeth, can't comb her hair, can't talk, can't write. She's trapped, and it must be a horrible feeling for her. And I'm sure that she's probably very depressed. They had to cut into her stomach to do something to make sure that her food got digested properly. You see, a stroke just doesn't render your muscles inactive. It also renders the organs of the body inactive in the areas where the stroke affects. And so I would just like to ask all of you, if you can find it in your heart, just to say a special prayer for my mother. And I don't look for a good outcome of this. She's too old, and her health is just not that good. But maybe with your help and all of our prayers, maybe God can do something good for her. And I'm taking a lot of flack because I'm not there. And I'm not there because there's been a warrant issued for my arrest by the federal government. And if I were to go there, I'm sure the Nazi jackbooted Gestapo KGB thugs would be there waiting for me. That's one of their favorite tricks, is to keep tabs on your relatives. And one of them gets real sick or dies, they're at the funeral, or they're at the hospital waiting for you to show up. And if I were to go, and they tried to effect that warrant, there would be a terrible gun battle, because I'm not going with them under any circumstances, no matter where it happens to be. It's not going to happen. I will defend myself against these terrorist jerks. And so I can't go. But for some reason, my family doesn't understand that, and I'm getting pretty heavy flack. If you really loved your mother, you'd be here in her time of need. That kind of thing. So, needless to say, that's not helping at all. They just don't seem to understand the lengths to which the Gestapo will go to do whatever it is they want to do. So that's that. And if you could just, say a little prayer for my mom, I would be, will be, not would be, but will be eternally grateful. And we'll thank you probably forever from the depths of my heart. So, I guess that's enough of that subject, depressing as it is. I'm looking for something here. My mom used to love this song, so I'm going to play it for her. I don't know if she's listening. I know she can get the broadcast down there. So, Mom, if you are listening, I know you love this. You've always loved it. And this is for you. I love you. I wish I could be there. And I hope this gives you just a little bit of comfort.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely nights dreaming of a song, the melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago, and now my constellation is in the stardust of the sun. Beside the garden wall, when the stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses bloom. Though I dream in vain, in my heart there always will remain my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain. Dream in vain, in my heart, there always will remain. My stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
You know, I forgot to tell you, she's in the hospital in Harlingen, Texas. That's the Harlingen, Texas hospital. And I don't know what room she's in. If you were to call, you could find out. If you want to send her a little card or maybe a little bouquet of flowers, I'm sure she would appreciate that. I'm not asking you to do that. What I'm asking you to do is say a prayer for her, heartfelt, please. And if you want to do something else, that's where she's at. She's at the Harlingen Hospital in Harlingen, Texas. Don't ask me how to spell it. I don't know. It's down by Port Isabel, near the southernmost tip of Texas. And that's all I can tell you right now. There's another subject that's come up, and I don't know what it's all about. I'm getting a flood of emails attacking National Trust Services, attacking me personally, attacking Bob Swan. Vicious, hateful emails, and I don't know what it's all about. The closest thing that I can find out is Roy Fritz, who was one of the trustees of National Trust Service, did something, I don't know what, and I would just love to open the phones and find out what this is all about, because I don't know anything about it. Bob Swan has been traveling. I haven't been able to get a hold of him. He will be home tomorrow, and so I will talk to him tomorrow, and tomorrow night I'll have some firsthand knowledge from Bob, but tonight, Just to satisfy my own curiosity, what in the hell is this all about? And why are you attacking me? You know, the closest thing I can come to it is the Benedict Arnold effect. Since Benedict Arnold was a general in the Benedict Arnold was a general in the Continental Army of the Republic for the fledgling United States of America, most of you may not know that he was the general who fought the decisive battle of the Revolutionary War. He was General George Washington's best friend. He was considered by George Washington to be also his best general, and he turned traitor. He went over to the British side, and he had been furnishing the British with information. But the battle that he fought before he turned traitor was really the pivotal battle that turned the tide and allowed us to win the Revolutionary War that made this country possible. And from what I'm hearing, since Roy Fritz did something wrong, all of a sudden, all the trusts are no good, NTS is no good, Bob Swan is no good, I'm no good. Does that mean that because Benedict Arnold turned traitor that George Washington was no good, the Revolutionary War didn't mean anything, the United States of America is a bunch of crap, the Constitution is not a document worthy of reading. The Declaration of Independence is nothing to, you know, be concerned about because Benedict Arnold was a bad man eventually. This seems to be the rationale of the email that I'm getting, because Roy Fritz did something bad, and I have no idea what he did. I really don't. I have no idea in the world. Have not been able to find out from anybody. And the only thing I've been able to find out on the internet is that according to one source on the internet, Roy Fritz was kicked off the board of trustees by the trustees, and he doesn't say why. And I don't know if that's true. I don't know if he was kicked off the board of trustees. I don't know if any, this could be one of those terrible rumors that just float around. So I'm going to open the phones now. If you know what the hell's going on, I would appreciate somebody calling in and telling me. The number is 520-333-4578. I'd like to know what this is all about. Please, if you know, clue me in, because I haven't got a clue. I don't know what's going on here. But I'm getting a flood of email from a lot of people making these vicious attacks, most of them from anonymous emailers going through what's called an anonymizer. That's where you can send an email message and nobody can send anything back to you or find out who you are. Well, don't, you know, trust in those too much, because you can always trace email right back to the original person who sent it, no matter how you send it. That's a fact. Whether you believe it or not, you know, I don't care, but it's a fact. But I'm not interested in tracing these things. All I'm interested in finding out is, what's this all about? Somebody, please call me and tell me. 520-333-4578. I really want to know, so that I can get to the bottom of this. Bob Swan will be home sometime tomorrow, and I'll talk to him and find out, because Bob Swan is a trustee of National Trust Services, but he's on the road, and I can't reach him. I don't even know where he's at. All I know is he's on the road, and he'll be home tomorrow. So the number is 520-333-4578. If you know anything about this, call. And I know that some of you do, because the email indicates that you listen to this broadcast. And apparently, you know something that I don't know. This whatever has happened has not reached me, except through these terrible attacks in email. And none of these attacks tell me what happened. They're just vicious attacks. So 520-333-4578 is the number. And if you know what's going on, please call me right now. And let's talk about this on the air and get, you know, find out what's going on. I really would like to know. The phone's not ringing, which means that either the people that are sending the emails that listen to the show are cowards, or they're not listening tonight, or the whole thing is just a vicious, nasty rumor, or something else that I don't that I don't know about. 520-333-4578. If you know what this is all about, please call me right now, and let's hear what this is about out in the open, on the air, and let's find out, because I don't know. Apparently it involves Roy Fritz, who was one of the trustees of National Trust Services. Now, until we get a call, here's what I'm going to tell you about what I do know about. If you have a trust through National Trust Services, there is nothing whatsoever wrong with your trust. If you have been trained by National Trust Services, there's nothing whatsoever wrong with your training. I mean, I went over that stuff with a fine-tooth comb long before any of you ever heard about it anywhere. And I found out about it through my friend Bob Swan, who's been a lifelong friend. I can assure you that Bob Swan is a trustee of National Trust Services, and Bob is as honest as the way the universe works. If he were in your home and you were going to leave for 3 days and you left $10,000 laying on the coffee table, it would still be there when you got back. Bob Swan would not touch it unless he thought that it could be stolen by someone else and he might take it and put it in a safer place than laying out in the open on the coffee table. Other than that, Bob Swan wouldn't touch it. Bob's an honest man. I've known him all my life. And he would not be still the trustee of National Trust Services if there was something wrong with National Trust Services. There's nothing wrong with National Trust Services. It's a trust. It has a board of trustees that manage it. It is in the business of building trusts for people who pay for that service and training them in how to manage their trust over a period of years. That's what National Trust Services does. If Roy Fritz did something, and I don't know that he did, I'm just hearing all this stuff and getting all this email, it has nothing to do with National Trust Services or your trust. Harvest Trust is a National Trust Services trust. It's ironclad. It's the best trust that you can get anywhere. I've told you that many times. If you read the trust documents, you'll know that. Most of the other trusts that are sold by other people and companies stole their trust contracts from National Trust Services and altered them just in small ways so that they could feel that they could get away with it. But they can't. I mean, all you have to do is read it and know that it came from National Trust Services. Independence Trust is from National Trust Services. Independence Foundation Trust, which is the charitable trust for my children, which owns and operates 101.1 FM in Eager and performs many charitable acts for the citizens in the city of Eager. Also owns the RV TV station, which, by the way, is we have an amplifier now, and we're starting tests with the amplifier. And we hope that that will extend the range so that we can get on the air 24 hours a day like the radio station. Motor Trust, which owns all of the vehicles that are leased and operated by me, by Independence Trust, and by Harvest Trust, and by other people, is a National Trust Services trust. So is Blue Steel Trust, and several other trusts, which are in operation. Let me put it that way. If let me sort of give you another example. If the president of Ford Motor Company was found to be embezzling money from Ford Motor Company, and upon investigation found out that his whole resume and history was false, does that mean that Ford cars and trucks are bad? Does that mean that the Ford dealerships are now all crooks because of this one guy? Does that mean that all the vice presidents are also crooks? I don't think so. But I don't understand the reasoning that's going on behind this thing. I really don't. And I don't know. Maybe I never will. 520-333-4578. Let me check the phone to make sure it's working. The phone is working, as you just heard. So I guess either all of you listening are just as much in the dark about what's going on as I am, or you know, and you're chicken plucker, coward, afraid to call, or you're one of these anonymizer email attackers, and you don't want anybody to know about it, which is a terrible thing. I've never done anything in my life anonymous. Yeah, I firmly believe that if you're going to do something, you have to be man enough to stand behind what you're going to do or say. If you're not, you shouldn't be saying it or doing it. Well, if nobody wants to talk about that, nobody knows anything about it, which may be the case, maybe everybody that's listening tonight honestly doesn't know, then I'm going to play some music, and then we'll open the phones and talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. And we'll see what, you know, comes out of that.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through. And just an old sweet song keeps joy on my mind. Georgia, Georgia, a song of you comes sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you. Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps yours on my mind, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Well, the number is 520-333-4578. Nobody's called. Phone rang once, and then it stopped, and then it rang three times, and then it stopped. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill, I'd like to ask you a question, and I'm going to listen off the air. I'm wondering if you had heard or seen this 40-page document by the FBI called Project Megiddo. Strange name, Project Megiddo. And I was wondering what you think might be coming up in 39 days from now for the year 2000. Status quo, or if you see any big changes coming ahead.
Well, why do you want to listen off the air?
Well, I just don't have any other... I just want to hear your opinion. I don't have any...
Well, my opinion is the whole thing's a bunch of crap. No, you know, I hate that. If you're going to call and talk, then call and talk. Otherwise, don't call, you know. Unless we are short of time and ask you to ask your question and then take... Otherwise, don't call, you know. Unless we are short of time and ask you to ask your question and then take the answer off the air. I think it's a bunch of crap. First place, I think the most of the 40 pagers are fabricated and it probably didn't come from the FBI at all. And that's the way most things are that are passed around in the so-called patriot community. And the second place, whoever wrote it with the intentions of inspiring millennium fever. And that's not the business of the FBI to do that. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm sort of a new listener, but I've just, you know, been listening to you for like the last 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
I get the impression that you're where you're at now, away from your family. Is that correct?
Yes.
And is there a reason for that?
Yeah, there is.
I mean, I hate to be nosy, but could you let me know what it is?
No, I can't. If you want to, get the back tapes and listen to them. That's not something that I enjoy talking about.
I understand.
Well, I'm not sure that you do, but if you really did know, then you might understand. But and I think you've been listening long enough to know that this is not a subject that I enjoy talking about. Haven't you?
Well...
Yeah, that's what I thought, dummy. You know, if you know that I don't want to talk about something... Don't call me up and try to talk about it. That's the height of rudeness and insensitiveness and inconsideration for your fellow human being who might be suffering because of something. You stupid jerk. You know, I call the shots like they are. I knew damn well when you brought up the question, you've been listening long enough to know that. So why the hell do you do it? Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Jean.
Hi, Jean.
I just was looking in the in your book, and is your mother's name Dovie Nell?
Yeah, Dovie Cooper. Her name is Dovie Cooper.
Okay. And I was wondering if anyone in Texas happens to have some current information, maybe a zip code or an address, I sure would appreciate it if they would call in.
For address for what, Jean?
The hospital.
Oh, I just heard about this, and I don't know where, you know, all I know is this, the Harlingen Hospital
uh-huh.
in Harlingen, Texas,
okay.
And that's a little town right next to Port Isabel, Texas, which is just about as far south in Texas as you can go, right next to,
okay.
Right next to Brownsville, which is next to the Mexican border.
Yeah, I know where Brownsville is. Well, anyway, you know, if we get any current information, then I just want you to know... Our church will certainly be praying for her tomorrow night.
Oh, I appreciate that, Jean. I know that your church has done some wondrous things with prayer, and I...
We really have. There was a lady...
In fact, you just gave me goosebumps.
A lady last week was on life support, and the daughter had already asked our pastor to do the service, went down and prayed, and she was at church Sunday. That's just one of many things. So anyway, she's first on our list tomorrow night. I just want you to know that.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that.
And I love you and miss you all.
Well, I love you too.
You take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Jean. 520-333-4578 is the number. And the phones are open. Open topic. And except for one topic that you all know, that I'm not going to talk about. Don't want to talk about. 520-333-4578 is the number. And it's cold here. I don't know about where you're at, but it's below freezing. Last night we had our first snowfall, just a light snowfall. It was disappeared a couple hours after the sun came up. And Crusher's water tub, and it is a tub because he drinks a lot of water, was frozen from the top all the way to the bottom. I had to fill it full of boiling water to thaw it out. And the old feller's coming in to spend the night with me tonight because I don't want him to freeze. Sugar Bear, now, he's a different kind of dog. He's a Dutch barge dog from cold country of Europe. He has a big, giant coat. And he loves water, and he loves snow, and he loves cold weather, and nothing bothers him except summertime. He doesn't like summertime. So he gets to stay out, because that's you know, this is his favorite kind of weather. Doesn't bother old Sugar Bear at all, but it will bother Crusher because he's a Rottweiler with short hair, and he doesn't take the cold like Sugar Bear does. So old Crusher's coming in tonight, and he'll be sleeping, you know, right by the bed, by me. And to get him through the freezing cold. And I'm looking forward to it because I love that dog very, very much. 520-333-4578 is the number. And nobody's calling. So, since nobody's calling, folks, good night. God bless each and every single one of you. Good night, Annie, Pooh, and Allison. I love you. Think about you always. And I hope you're safe, and I hope you're happy.
Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song. Nothing but blue skies from now on. I never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so light. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my how they fly by. Days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on.
This is for Tom at WBCQ. Get ready to play some music or something, old buddy, because we're going off the air. And for those of you listening, this is not a commercial broadcast. We don't do it for fun, and we don't give a rat's ass about ratings or how many people are listening or any of that other kind of stupid stuff. If we're on the air and it's your participation time, you don't participate, we got better things to do. So, like I said before, good night.
Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Days all gone, nothing but blue skies from now on. Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies.
You're listening to 101.1 FM Eager. Stay tuned now for all oldies most of the time.
Try a right jockey on a real fast horse, really. 9 miles, I'm a doer before. When the place a horse will get the real and rock. Cause you little filly is some Bobby Sox. Night long, baby, all night long.